Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This one of my guests is Jeff Frith, the chairman of the Ramsey County Commission, and we're going to talk about some of the highlights from last night's County Commission meeting, of course, the second meeting of the month for April. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Eric.
And a full agenda last night, and first off, you had the maintenance supervisor come in and talk about the courthouse, and they're going to be doing some changing of the mounting of the automatic defibrillators are in the courthouse.
Yeah, it was pointed out to us that the defibrillators were not ADA requirement height, so Roger's going to make the adjustments there and lower those things down and make sure that those are all in compliance. And I think there's one on each floor in the courthouse, one in the memorial building, and I want to make sure that those meet ADA requirements. And the other thing that Roger discussed with us was some of the window caulking. Last summer, we had a really strong driving rain that some of the offices ended up with some water on the floors, causing some water damage on the in the building. And so Roger had gone around and re-caulked all the windows on the first floor and try to find any other potential leaking spots within the building. Unfortunately, you don't know whether or not that worked until you have another
happen again.
Really hard driving rain. You know, we had, I think, 40-50 mile an hour winds with a really hard rain last year, and then it caused some water damage in the building. And more of the offices are getting carpeting, and which would, you know, cause even further damage. You know, that carpet gets wet, and then you have to replace some of that, or, you know, really do a good job drying it out, where tile's a lot easier and more noticeable with the water damage. So I want to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
And talking about water damage, too, he also mentioned the cleanup at the sheriff's house.
Yeah, sheriff's house experienced some water damage this past winter when the unfortunate deal with the heating units over there both failed at the unfortunate bad time, and water pipes broke without anybody noticing it for some time, and created some water damage in there, and they're doing a good job getting that place dried out and restored back to its workable operating conditions.
All right, and then you had the IT director in as well.
Yeah, Steve Moe was in. He provided an update on our Eagle Vision pictometry project that they're working on. They'll have a flight crew up here doing flights across the county. City and county partnered with that organization, and they're going to be doing really high-resolution imagery across the county. The county is going to do a 6-inch layer. The city's doing a 3-inch layer, and be able to calculate all the different dips and curves and bends and things like that within the county's contours.
All right, and as we talked about last time, obviously time of the essence there. They want to get it done before all the leaves get back on the trees.
Yeah, they need to do that before the foliage becomes in full bloom. So with the timely rain that we had, very much needed, but put things on a little bit of the back burner with some of the flying that they're going to be needing to do. And so timing is really of the essence. So if people see low-flying planes crisscrossing the county, that's what they're doing.
All right. And then, of course, a regular feature of every meeting, the county highway superintendent was in.
Yeah, Kevin was in, gave us some updates on some different road projects that they'll be doing. Got a bid for our mill and overlay project that we'll be doing this summer. We approved that and get a timeline on that coming up soon. And I think that's going to be a good project for a county road. And I think it's Ramsey County 3 that we'll be doing on that. And then approve some signatures that the county chairman and auditor need to sign off on for state and federal funding on those projects.
All right. Then you had, some other carryovers from previous meetings as well, as far as floodplain and things like that.
Yeah, Chris Jaeger, emergency manager, was in. He requested some expenditures for the Lake Region UAS, or the unmanned aerial team. Needed some additional equipment that he needed expenditure approval on. We approved that, and then he also gave an update on some mapping programs at FEMA. The Department of Water Resources have contracted a private contractor, an engineering firm, to come help out with that, and they had a kickoff meeting Monday here in the Ramsey County, and they're going to be doing a complete makeover of our firm maps for Ramsey County and the surrounding counties around the lake. And then we talked a little bit about the ongoing floodplain administration with the townships. We're getting a good response back from the townships on what their land use authorization is for floodplain management. We certainly encourage those that have not done that to get those into the county auditor or the emergency manager as soon as possible so we can get those recorded with the state.
No, and then I had some housekeeping items yesterday as well.
Yeah, we sure did. We approved a release of funds to our senior citizens. That's a an annual budgeting process that we do, as well as a state match for that. Released those. Had some recommendation from the Planning Zoning Committee to hire a firm for Ramsey County's comprehensive plan. And looking forward to getting that complete. Probably be about an 18-month project, but well worth it and well needed. Certainly a needed project.
Okay, and like you said, something that needs to be updated every so often.
Right, and then we approved inspector appointments for the upcoming elections. Is something that's required by the auditor's office as the election chairman for the county. And then one final thing we did was he approved a resolution in support of North Dakota's proclamation for the Aquatic Nuisance Awareness Week coming up May 5th through the 11th.
Okay, and then obviously before your next meeting, so.
Yep.
All right, and then just quickly, Jeff, maybe putting on one of your other hats this morning. Of course, the Outlet Advisory Committee met yesterday afternoon at Lake Region State, and I guess the big takeaway there was the state engineer mentioned they're hoping to start the pumps up on the 1st of May.
Yeah, it sounds like everything's ready to go, getting things set for an operating season, and this could be one of the earliest startup seasons that we have experienced with the state outlets. And we need to get some additional water off those lakes. The upper chain of lakes has no storage capacity for any spring runoff, and so we're very fortunate that we didn't have any this year to speak of, but those pumps are a very critical component of managing the Devil's Lake Basin water levels within the Devil's Lake system. They're only capable of operating down to a certain point. They can't go any below that, but we want to try to get those back within their operating banks, especially those upper chain of lakes, because that's where all our water comes in from the northern part of the basin, and those fill up and they end up flooding out private property owners, and want to try to reduce that impact to those people up there.
And Amanda Lee was there from the National Weather Service yesterday, and basically the takeaway from her was no big change in the overall climate outlook, still looking for a dry and warm summer at this point.
Right. They don't foresee anything that's on the horizon as far as big weather changes, weather patterns, or anything like that, at least through the summer months. Mother Nature can throw a monkey wrench in there at any time, and hopefully we make the proper preparations for that as well.
And talking about that, she did mention that when I talked to her after the meeting, they're seeing signs that as opposed to El Nino, which we saw this winter, which meant warmer and less snow, they're looking at potentially La Nina again next fall and winter, so that could potentially mean colder and snowier as well. So I have to keep tabs on that.
We certainly will. And keep track of that as seasons progress. And, we always want nice weather, but we also need some rain to produce some crops.
Right. All right. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning to go over some of the highlights from the regular county commission meeting and also the state outlet meeting that was held yesterday here in Devil's Lake as well.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
All right. That's going to do it for the program this morning. Joining me this morning has been Jeff Frith, the chairman of the Ramsey County Commission. And you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KZZY for coffee time.